Welcome to Hope for the Heart. I'm your host, Mark Looning. Thanks for making this podcast a part of your day. My prayer is that you find some encouragement in these thoughts and a shout out of hope for this crazy world. Now, today's hope note. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is giving instructions to his disciples as they go out to share the good news of the kingdom of God. They're going into small towns and villages. And as they go, Jesus teaches them to bring a greeting of peace to those they meet. Luke 10:5. Whenever you enter someone's home, first say, "May God's peace be on this house." This is not just some casual, meaningless, throwaway nice custom Jesus is encouraging his disciples to use. The meaning of the word peace here is God putting together the pieces or aligning the pieces in such a way that it makes one whole. It brings peace, not conflict. It aligns the parts, puts them together. Isn't it fascinating to realize that Jesus is teaching his followers that they have the power to bring wholeness, to provide the atmosphere of his grace, to have a positive effect upon those within the home where they abide? You and I, through the power of our words, the presence we carry, and the Holy Spirit working through us, can see the removal of anxiety, strains, stresses, and fears, so that the essential parts of someone can find themselves in God's peace and not remain in conflict. So, can I encourage you? Don't underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit and his contagious nature that leaves a deposit of the beauty and the love of Christ. It is not based on our goodness, our charisma, knowledge, but it's based on the spirit of life that resides in you. For we know, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You carry it, you hold it, so deposit it. Carry his peace and dispense it with discernment and compassion. But let's not hesitate to be conduits of his peace to those that are in turmoil and conflict today, seemingly more than ever. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart and distribute his peace where you live, you work, you play, and interact. For happy are the peacemakers. What might be a good way to trigger your mind to recall that you carry this kind of peace? And knowing that you have the Holy Spirit in you, what other concerns might this reality address? If this podcast has been a help to you, tell your friends, for everybody needs a little bit of hope. This podcast and its ministry is made possible by your support, so you can give by going to hopefortheheart.org, and I look forward to seeing you again and hearing from you. God bless you. Have a great day.